You know, there was some talk about tests before. And, you know, a lot of times we don't like when anybody talks about tests because sometimes it's not fun to take tests. But, you know, I was thinking about Mark when he was a young kid. He had a teacher that I thought was one of his best teachers that he ever had. And that teacher used to give a pretest. And the real test was later in the week, but they would give the pretest. And, you know, a lot of times when kids are studying for a test, if they don't know how to study, they study everything. You know what I mean? And you only need to study the stuff you don't know. And this teacher was wise enough that when they gave him the pretest, it let them know what they didn't know. And then they could study that. And, you know, his grades absolutely soared in that class, you know. He got great grades all the way through, you know. And I think it even might have taught him how to study, you know. Because a lot of people will keep studying over the things that they already know. And you don't need to study the things you know. You just need to do the things you know. And the things you don't know is what God will deal with you about. So sometimes when you go through a test, it's to let you know that maybe you don't know something. You know, maybe you need to approach him a little different. So I just thought I'd bring that forth. And, you know, I like that there was a lot of good things said from the brothers today, and I appreciate that. And I'm going to tell you, the title of my sermon today is Always on Time, okay? Now, before I get into my sermon, Curtis sent this to me the other day, and he might have sent it to a whole bunch of you guys. Curtis is a good joke guy. He always has some real good jokes. But he sent this to me the other day, and this is kind of appropriate for this weekend, what's been going on this weekend. So it goes like this, and I'll pray before I give the joke. Lord, anoint this joke, make them laugh. Father, in Jesus' name, just have your way as we share your word, and I just thank you for what you're going to do. I give you all praise, all glory, and all honor. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Sitting by the window of a convent, Sister Barbara opened a letter from home one evening. Inside the letter was a $100 bill her parents had sent Sister Barbara. Smiling at the gesture as she read the letter by the window, she noticed a shabby dressed stranger leaning against a lamppost below. Quickly she wrote, "Don't despair." Sister Barbara, on a piece of paper, she quickly wrote, "Don't despair," and it was Sister Barbara. She wrote her name on a piece of paper and wrapped a $100 bill in it and got the man's attention and tossed it out the window to him. The stranger picked it up with a puzzled expression and a tip of the hat and went off down the street. The next day, Sister Barbara was told that a man was at the door insisting to see her. She went down and found the stranger waiting without a word. He handed her a huge wad of $100 bills. "What's this?" she asked. "That's the $8,000 you have coming, sister," he replied. "Don't despair," paid 80 to 1. So I like that. Curtis comes up with them good jokes. I like that, especially with this being the horse race weekend. I thought that was pretty appropriate. Praise God. But you know what? A lot of times, even when you feel like you're supposed to give something to somebody, sometimes you don't know what they're going to do with it. But that's not really your problem. Your problem is to be obedient to whatever God tells you to do. And, you know, I just want you to know that, like I say, the title to the sermon today is Always on Time. And In Nahum 1:7, it says, "The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble. He knoweth them that trust in him." Proverbs 3:2, 3, 4, and 6 says, "But length of days and long life and peace shall be added thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck and write them upon the tables of thy heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." You know, I like that because a lot of times we don't read the part above that, you know, because he's basically saying, let mercy and truth, let not mercy and truth be forsaken, you know, and he's saying, hang them around your neck. You know, if something's hanging around your neck, you know it's there, you know. And it says, so shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. And trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not unto thy own understanding, in all thy ways acknowledge him. You know, I read this years ago during a filming of a movie. There was a scene, and this actress, Deborah Carr, anybody that's old will remember Deborah Carr. Young people won't remember Deborah Carr, but she was a good actress. Deborah Carr was exposed alone to a whole pride of lions in this movie. And afterwards, she was asked by reporters covering the making of the movie if she had been afraid. With a glint in her eye, she replied, "Oh, no. I had read the script and knew that Robert Taylor would come and save me." Let me tell you what, if you read the script every day, you know that Jesus will come and save you. No matter what's happening, no matter what it is, if you'll trust in the Lord and lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, he'll always be right there, always on time. Never late, always on time. You know, I love the song, On Time God, because over the years we've sang that a lot of times, but I love that song because he may not come when you want him, because sometimes we want him ahead of time. But he'll be there right on time. He's an on-time God, you know. And in Psalm 86, 2 through 12, it says, "Give ear, O Lord, unto my prayer, and attend to the voice of my supplication. In the day of my trouble I will call upon thee, for thou wilt answer me. Among the gods there's none like thee, O Lord, neither is there any works like unto thy works. All nations whom thou hast made shall come and worship before thee." How many nations are going to come and worship before him? All nations. "O Lord, and shall glorify thy name. For thou art great and doest wondrous things. Thou art God alone. Teach me thy ways, O Lord. I will walk in thy truths. Unite my heart to fear thy name. I will praise thee, O Lord, my God, with all my heart, and I will glorify thy name forevermore." You know, I like that scripture because basically he's acknowledging that we just have to trust the Lord.
Yes.
You know, we just have to worship the Lord. He's in control of it all, folks.
Yes, he
is. I don't care how bad things out there look like they're out of control at times. God's in control.
Yes, he is.
And he's going to work all things after the counsel of his own will.
Yes.
2 Thessalonians 3:16, this is the Amplified Bible. It says, "How may the Lord of peace himself grant you his peace and the peace of his kingdom at all times and in all ways under all circumstances and conditions. Wherever it comes, the Lord be with you all. Amen." And this was an admonishment coming from the Apostle Paul. In Romans 5:1-5, it amplified, it says, "Therefore, Since we are justified and acquitted and declared righteous and given right standing with God through faith, let us grasp the fact that we have the peace of reconciliation to hold and to enjoy peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One. Through him also we have access, an entrance, an introduction by faith into his grace where we stand. God's favor, which we firmly and safely stand, and let us rejoice and exalt in our hope of experiencing and enjoying the glory of God. Moreover, let us also be full of joy now. Let us exalt and triumph in our troubles and rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that pressure and affliction and hardship produce patient and unswerving endurance. And endurance, fortitude, develops maturity of character, approved faith, and tried integrity. And character of this sort produces the habit of joyful and confident hope and eternal salvation. Such hope never disappoints or deludes or shames us, for God's love has been poured out in our hearts through the Holy Spirit who is given unto us. And in Philippians 4, 6, and 7, and this is out of the New Living Translation, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need. Thank him for all he's done. Yes. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds everything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. God's never late. He's always on time. Thankfulness is something you learn to do. It involves a daily walk in trust and prayer. When circumstances get so big you cannot understand, just stop and look at the cross, and you will see the amazing love that is shown for you there. Realize it is part of God's plan. You don't have to understand it. Just take hold of his hand. For you see, God is unlimited. Therefore, in every circumstance, there is a purpose. No matter how dark it looks, just look to Jesus. Take hold of his hand and know that he's working on your behalf. You know what? I'm going to tell you what, folks. In this day and age, we need to really come to realize that, because there's a lot of sickness is going on out there, a lot of things that are happening, and we just need to trust in God, and we need to just know that he's got everything in control. And if we'll just trust him, and if we'll just not let the outside influences that are out there today cause us to be upset and worry, poem that the Lord gave me years ago about struggling, He gave that to me because people have a tendency to struggle about what's going on. They struggle about their finances. They struggle about their jobs. But a lot of people are out of work, and we don't know how soon this thing will turn around or when it will turn around or whatever. And there's a lot of people out there that are probably getting a little bit desperate financially, And we just need to be in prayer for people that we come in contact with. We need to minister to them as we can. If God has you help somebody financially, help them financially. If he has you do something for somebody that you see in need, go ahead and do it, Be obedient. Do what God tells you to do. A lot of times the little things that we don't do are the things that will be the biggest, really, because they will change somebody's life. They will cause somebody to come to even an understanding of the Lord and to see his love and his mercy and his forgiveness, Praise the Lord. Well, that's all I really had to share with you today. I didn't have a lot today, but I just want to tell you, be obedient to what God tells you to do in this hour. And if he brings somebody across your mind, or even when you're out in the restaurants or out in the grocery stores or wherever you're at, and you see somebody there and God begins to tug at you a little bit, pray for that person. And you don't have to go up and physically pray for them if you don't feel like that's what God wants you to do, but pray for that person. Yes. Because I tell you what, there's a lot of people under a lot of stress right now. There really is. And if they can sense the peace of God and the love of God, their whole life can be turned totally around. And, you know, that, like I said, that's all I had to share with you today. If anybody wants prayer, we'd be glad to pray with you. If you all stand, we'll close in a word of prayer. We can go back and we can eat and fellowship. And Father, in the name of Jesus, I just ask you to bless our fellowship here today as we go back. I thank you for all of the things that the brothers shared this morning. I felt like they were going to that you were going to tugging at them and they were going to share some things. And I thank you for that. And we just have to realize that you're never late. You're always on time. And you're our ever-present help in time of need. And Father, we never miss it. When we think we miss it sometimes, we think, "Oh God, where are you?" And He was there all the time, and He was just waiting for the right situation or the right circumstance to begin to show Himself mighty in a situation. And Father, right now in Jesus' name, I ask you to bless your people, and I give you all praise and all glory, and just bless the fellowship and bless the food. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. God bless you all.